All right, we have Billy J over here on Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 63. And how you doing, Mr. Billy J?
I'm doing great, Derek. By yourself?
Great, yes. Hot here in down south in Atlanta area, of course. But of course, so you live in Naples now.
Yeah, down in Naples for the last 12 years.
Wow, and I remember, you know, you had that farewell party back at George's of Galilee, of course, you know. And,
sure.
You know, everybody at George's knows that you're going to be on my show, of course, tonight, you know. And
yeah, I put everything out, everyone knows.
Yes. Exactly. So tell me, you know, you made a big presence up in Rhode Island. I still have fans up in Rhode Island. I just interviewed, you know, Larry Estepa recently, and you know, I've had Mike Butts on my show. You were on the Mike Butts show back in the day too, you know?
Sure was.
So tell me about.
It was a lot of fun. I just talked to Mike about a week ago.
Really? How's Mike doing?
Yeah. He's doing good.
Yes.
Very well.
And so tell me about your transition, Rhode Island and Naples.
Well, we had come down here probably about 15 years ago on vacation, and my cousin Charlie had moved down here, and we came to visit. Just fell in love with it. There was so many great places down here. We always loved the beach. We always used to go away to Aruba or Cancun, so it was always like we love the tropics. And I just fell in love with it here. And there's a lot of work, and well, I'll tell you, I'm busier here than I ever was even up in Rhode Island.
Really?
But I would be busier. Yeah, it's crazy down here.
And what's one great thing about you is that I think that, like what I do, is that even though I moved down south like you did, you still keep your Rhode Island fans like I do. Tell me about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The good thing is, you know, I had a mailing list, which I kept, and also, of course, now with Facebook and everything, and Twitter. So I'm able to stay in touch with them, which is great. And I'm going back up to Georgia's August 14th. And actually, I'm doing the first place I ever seen as a solo act was an old fire station in Pawtucket called Donald Anthony's Hose Company 6.
Right.
And I'm doing that Friday night, August 12th.
Right.
I'm going back to Georgia's. And I went back there last year. We had about 650 people show up.
Right.
It was pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
So
the other great thing down here, Derek, is there are so many people that come down here from Rhode Island.
Yes, there is. Yes, down in Florida, people love Florida from Rhode Island, huh?
It's amazing how many people that used to come hear me sing that are down here. It's great. It's wonderful.
So where do you sing in Naples?
I'm sorry.
Where do you sing out in Naples?
I do probably 85% of my stuff is at all country clubs. I think there's like 68 country clubs just in Naples alone.
Really?
And they're just, you know, Tiburon is one of them that every year they have a truck shootout. It's held there, and that place is like 2 miles from our house. And,
really?
Beautiful, beautiful country clubs. And plus, I took up golfing while I was down here, so I'm loving that.
So, you perform a lot too. You performed at the Rhodes and the Patuxent, I think, last year too, didn't you?
Yeah, I went up with my friend Mike Dutra, who does a Sinatra show.
Yep.
I was doing the Rat Pack show, and I went on as Billy Joel. I did Piano Man.
Yes, and you perform with Billy Joel. Billy Joel came to one of your gigs before?
Yeah, at George's in Galilee.
How long ago was that when he came there?
Oh, my God, probably 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
And he performed with you. How did it feel to perform with Billy Joel?
It was pretty cool. It was scary, but it was pretty cool.
So you still good friends with Billy Joel today?
No.
No?
It was kind of the way that we met was probably kind of cool. It was one of his guitar players, Tommy Burns, that played in his band. And I kind of met, and we met through him. And he was playing at the Civic Center, actually.
Yep.
And we met through him. We went to the after party, and that's how we met. He's a pretty nice guy. Great guy, actually.
Yep. Yeah, because I had a privilege to meet Billy Joel back in the day. So what did he? How did he feel when you played his songs?
Oh, it was great. Because that was growing up in Rhode Island. I used to do a lot of his stuff.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, when I was staying over in Block Island, also, he was staying at the Spring House.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, and Christy at the time. They were together.
Yep.
And he was there when I was playing there, but I didn't see him that time. But it was great.
Sure.
It's amazing. And it's kind of cool because a lot of the shows that I see now, like The Voice and the stuff that are on TV and American Idol, how letting these kids are getting a chance to sing with their idols. You know,
exactly.
Big stars and like that. That's so cool.
Yes.
Really great. Kids.
And tell me about you also performed in front of George and Barbara Bush, you know, before. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's a place called Tommy Bahamas, which is probably known all over the place, but they have great clothes and but they have a restaurant down here. And I had that was right after 9/11.
Yep.
It was in November, and I was sitting there one night, and this old gentleman, he had to be like 84, 85 years old, kept coming up to me and asking me for old standards like Georgia and Frank Sinatra stuff. And he came up, he said, you know, he says, I have friends that come at my place, and it's in Boca Grande, Florida. He owned a hotel. And he goes, I have these friends that come in. I was wondering, would you come up and perform for them? I went, sure. I said, I would love to do that. And he goes, well, I should probably tell you, it's the Bush family. And I'm thinking, God, I love beer. You know, Anheuser-Busch, that would be great. But I thought it was Anheuser-Busch. But then I got a call 2 days later, and I had to go through security clearance. So I got cleared for that, thank God. I don't know how that happened. But then I called and see if I could bring my wife. You know, we went to Boca Grande, Florida. It was their birthday. I mean, I'm sorry, it was their Christmas party.
Yep.
For the whole family.
Yep.
And it was quite an experience. Just to be in the room was myself.
Sure.
We had one waitress, a bartender, and 17 Secret Service.
Wow. So tell me.
That, only because it was right after 9/11, so they only usually had two, but because of what was going on, they had 17. That's pretty amazing.
So tell me about your song, of course, Like a Champion, of course. It's called Like a Champion?
So I'll Be Your Champion.
I'll Be Your Champion, okay. And you wrote it for Vinny Paz. And did Vinny Paz hear it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes. My wife and I were on a cruise in Puerto Rico, and every day you get the little paper under the door.
Oh. Oh, geez.